couldn't have said it better. We're seeing that, you know, like I said, talking regionally with my fellow administrators, that is, we definitely want to push that out at this point that, you know, like just like you said, they're just the tech savviness. Some health departments are electing to do the you sign up online type of thing, and we just know that a lot of folks struggle with that. And we know a lot of folks struggle, you know, especially the elderly struggle with hearing. And so then they don't get all the information. Case in point, I can give a good example of my dad was in Warren County, and my brother, who was his primary caregiver, was able to, you know, they did the phone lottery kind of like we do, and was on the phone a long time, but he did that for him because he knew dad wouldn't hear all the information. So we really, really implore family members to kind of step in, help them stay calm about this too. I know, you know, I think we thought when 2 months ago when vaccine was going to roll out, we'd just have this glut and we'd get going. And it's just, that's not been the case. But we're farther along today than we were 30 days or 60 days ago. And so, you know, to be patient is a hard thing. And it's easy for me to say because I'm in the midst of trying to work with my staff to plan these clinics and to do this, but we hear what the elderly are saying, and I just wish I had more vaccine, because we could make those clinics happen if we had the vaccine.